The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send Aaron a message. He will read it if he likes it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, and you know the number for that. You missed the first hour. Spent a lot of time talking about the unfortunate changes that we've had to make here, and hopefully how we'll be able to try to keep things going moving forward. I mean, that's the goal, and none of us are happy about it, and none of us are in a really good mood today. So we're just doing the best we can, and enjoying little things in life like the Blue Angels. That was pretty much your first hour.
Did you see my video on Twitter? I just posted it.
No, I did not.
Well, wait. It's going to be thrilling. So make sure you're sitting down when you take a look.
Yeah, the birds just flew over. Yeah. Well, you know, that's the kind of negative for me was because my place sort of faces north. So I got two really up-close flyovers, but I didn't get to watch them because most of the stuff was behind me. So I didn't get to see all the stuff, you know, the whole 30 minutes worth where they were around downtown in the medical center. And that's why I was saying in the first hour, this would be the one time I wish I was still at Houston House, because it had a south and an east window all the way across, and that would have been just awesome. And the wife was lamenting not going to her office today, because she's going pretty much every day now, but she didn't today. And it's like, man, that would have been a good time to be up there, because she's like on the 45th floor and also faces that direction, so she would have gotten to see pretty much everything. But you know what? It was cool that they did it. I'm glad they did, and I'm glad some people got some enjoyment out of it, because we need a little bit of that right now. We all do.
I wish I would have gotten some enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, you kind of got the lame end.
Yeah, but I do admit, like, I was ready to come on here and bitch about it, but then I saw other people's videos, and I'm like, okay. That would have been cool. I got shafted, and that's all right.
Yeah, it just depends on where you were. I mean, like I said, I would have liked to have seen the when I first saw them coming towards me, they were doing that, and I don't know, they were probably 4 miles away, but then as they flew over me, it was just the formation. So
just give me a loop-de-loop. Yeah. That's all I want.
Pat in the 409 says, Will Cain's a big-time Dallas Cowboys homer, so that should get some listeners.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I will say this about Will Cain's show, and I've before we decided to put it on, I've listened to it for a little while now, and I do think it's a good show for a national show. I mean, it's a national show. It's not going to be talking about Texans, Astros, Rockets every day. Not that we have been. But I do think that it's a quality show, and honestly, it's a lot better than some of the other shows that ESPN National was offering, and we looked at a lot of different options, and to me, it was far and away the best of our options.
And
I could have put Dan Le Batard on, or the show that, what's it called, the show that goes along with First Take, or the, I mean, whatever the hell, it's like a companion show to some TV show. No thanks.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. The thing is, this is how the station started, was a mix of local and national. So, yeah, it doesn't feel great to go back to that, but this is the reality now. And the world is unfortunately not what it was. and we've got to do just like all of us out there, whatever we have to survive. And that's where we are. Deacon has a question. It says, guys, getting ready to binge watch a new series. I know AJ loved The Americans. Quick question. Does it have a satisfying story wrapping conclusion? There's nothing I consider a greater waste of time than a poor finale after a binge.
We just did a list of best finales in TV history, and I think Americans was in the top 10, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I was very satisfied with the ending. I thought they did a really good job wrapping it up. I was worried about that, too. But, yeah, I was pleased with the way that show ended. I thought they did a good job.
Yeah, I think I kind of ejected on that show. I may go back and catch up on it again. I've been watching that Last Kingdom, which...
It's tough because it's okay. The Americans, you have to have subtitles on because there's sometimes that they talk in Russian and things like that you have to keep up with. It's not a casual watch.
Yeah. Somebody asked, Alex Jones wasn't available for the 2-4 spot?
Unfortunately, he was asking too much money. I would have loved to have him.
Yeah, I think...
And I think he might be in jail right now. I'm not sure. Allegedly.
Oh, Jason wants his shout out. We were playing on Poker Bros the other night, and he just, every time he played against me, he ran into a hand. He was helping fund me, and it was not, even if he was ahead, I'd outflop him. It was just funny. So I promised him a shout out. So there you go. But yeah, I probably won't be back on there for a while because, I've got some other things that I'm having to work on now that hopefully, you know, again, the goal now is to find more revenue streams and opportunities. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm stepping away from SportsMap is to work on some things. And we'll see where they take us. But, the plan is, as always, to do whatever I come up with, whatever I can to help the company keep going so we can do the things that we need to do on the radio side. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. A lot of people who just got off work wondering what the hell we're talking about, just go back to the whole 4 o'clock hour on podcast when you get a chance. So, but I was mentioning that Last Kingdom. Everybody tells me it gets really good by season 3, and I'm kind of in season 2. And it's okay. I mean, I'm enjoying it, but then they just had one of those episodes that I hate where, you know, I'm not going to get into a spoiler, but it's just one of those, you know, these cliche episodes that just drives me nuts. And so now I'm kind of at the, I'll stick with it and hope it gets a lot better. So it says, I always thought sponsors sponsored a show, but Barry's statement made it seem like each host is sponsored. Could you explain a bit? It's not that simple. There are
certain sponsors that the hosts bring to the table, and there are certain sponsors that are on the station because of a certain host. And that, you know, you build personal relationships with, and you know, yeah, there are some sponsors who are just like, hey, I want to be involved with the station, period. There are some sponsors who want to attach their brand to a personality. And that's to a personality, that's the most valuable thing you can have. And, you know, Fred, you can attest to this. I've told everyone in our lineup from John and Lance in the morning to Raheel to Charlie to Barry and Joel to you, More important than your ratings in this game, and this is something that's a sad reality, more important than your ratings is the revenue that's attached to you. If you have mediocre ratings, but you have a bunch of advertisers who want to be on your show, you're probably going to be safe. Whether that's fair or not, that's the reality of the radio business. And yeah, so there are certain companies that are on the air with the station because they want to be associated with that particular talent, and or it's a personal show. Relationship brought that show or brought that advertiser to the table. So like Lance with the Gulf Coast Chevy, like those are that's his buddy. He brought him on. That's money that if Lance didn't work at this radio station, they wouldn't be advertising with us. That makes Lance very valuable. That's kind of the way it works. It's kind of behind the scenes, but that's the reality of it.
Yeah, and like Lawyer Dave. Lawyer Dave's a friend of mine, and
yeah.
He's sticking with us through all this. And if you're in an accident, by the way, give him a call 713-626-8900. But he's sticking with us through this, and which, you know, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. But it's a mix. There are some people who just want to be on the Blitz, and you know, we've had a lot of that in the past where I just want to be on the Blitz, and that's cool. But you know, the thing is, to have a successful career, you have to pay for yourself with advertisers and have them want to be a part of your show. And even, you know, not to brag, we carried the station for a long time with that. And fortunately, getting John and Lance back together really helped. But right now, I mean, you know, it's not good for us either. So, this way, well, yeah, sales staff does do a lot of that, but most of what we try to do is, you know, we bring people in ourselves when we can. We put them with the sales staff. And,
yeah, I mean, and that's obvious. Like, the sales thing is certainly, the sales staff has a certain responsibility, too, and obviously they want to bring people in because they want to get paid. But if you bring in someone on a personal relationship that wants to be on the station because of you, that gives, I mean, that just makes it harder for a radio station to not be involved with you because they know here's the amount of money that goes away if we lose this person. So
right.
Every advertiser is appreciated, but you'll see guys who bring in certain clients, that's their breadwinning clients, man.
Yeah, for the longest time for me, it was Sam Houston Race Park who wouldn't have done anything with us, and it was unfortunate that you know what happened there. But you know what? If they're back racing next year, we'll be right back at Sam Houston Race Park, and you know that's a relationship that I had long before I ever got in radio, and you know that's pretty much what got me started in radio. Is they wanted me to do a show on Saturday mornings when I first got started, and that's how Matt and I got going. And they've stuck with us ever since, which has been great. And you know, we have some guys who, you know, like the Whitmires will pop on and do some time with us, and then you know they'll go away for a while, but they always come back. And you know, all of those guys we appreciate. Texas Mattress Makers. I mean, it's right now, obviously, it's tough on everybody. So you know, we're all trying to deal with it the best we can. But it's that's how the business works. Is you know, we do our best to, and the one thing I always try to, I mean, I know AJ does this too. I mean, our advertisers are, you know, I don't consider us endorsers. We're partners.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to help their business. Yeah. We're trying to help their business and it helps our business. And, you know, that's why I love speaking for guys like Dr. Linville and Lawyer Dave, because you know, it is a true partnership, and I consider those guys friends, and their businesses are better because of us, and our business is better because of them, and that's how it's supposed to work.
And I mean this sincerely. And I'm not telling you go out and you know if you don't need a basketball hoop, don't. I mean, okay, but if you are in the market for anything that you know the shows that you enjoy listening to are advertising for, at least consider those sponsors and, you know, let that play into your decision some that, you know, if you enjoy so-and-so on the radio, if you like listening to Joel Blank and you've got a roof issue, at least Price Shop fits roofing and see if they're offering a fair price. That goes a long, long way. It's if you're considering buying a vehicle and you're buying a Chevy, I mean, and you like Lance, consider going to Gulf Coast Chevrolet because those relationships, I mean, it makes a big difference. And when you do it, let them know, hey, I'm here because I'm a fan of Lance. I heard you guys on his show. That's how you make these guys that you enjoy listening to. That's how you keep their job safe, honestly.
Yeah, and if you've got a company, you've been on the fence and you've been thinking about doing some advertising, well, that helps too. And I know that there's some folks out there like that. And it's not just the guys you hear us talk about individually. It's the people you hear on the station that you hear their ads. Like, if you need pest control, at least check out Scott McGrath and see what the prices are. If you need, if you need to sell your car, I mean, I'm doing that with John Clay Wolf. I mean, those guys are what keep us going. And if you can help, then please do.
Did we lose Fred?
No. I just was finished talking.
Oh, okay. So. All right. I got to tell you guys about Allstate Siding and Windows now. And so if you're in the market for windows or siding, give Allstate a try. Give them a look, man. See what they can do for you. And I know right now you're thinking, well, it's not a great time with this COVID. But actually, it could be. The spring special right now, no payments for 2 years. You'll save $2,500 off all sidings, and you'll save 30% off all window packages, and you won't make a payment for 2 years. So that's a benefit right there in itself. You're going to save 40%, up to 40% on your energy bills with new vinyl windows. You can make your home more energy efficient before we get to the summer. And then 2 years from now, when things are hopefully back to normal, that's when you can pay for the windows. But you'll have already gone 2 years saving 40% on your energy bills. It's the kind of company you want to do business with. They've been around for a long time, family-owned and operated for over four generations. For the best rate, call Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936, or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And to those of you on Twitter who are critical of our advertisers, go bleep yourself. I got nothing else to say to you. That's how you're able to get a show. And when you bitch about stuff like that, guess what? Things start happening in a bad way. So a lot of people on the text line say, I went out and bought windows with Allstate because of you guys. Pick whichever energy company you guys promote.
Yeah, I've heard a couple.
And we appreciate
that's
that.
That's great.
And that's how you, that's how you can support the station. That's how you can keep things going, or things like that. Because, and even the guys who aren't on air that you've heard here, just keep supporting them and keep letting them know where you heard about them. And you know, and for those of you who like to complain about stuff like that, just go bleep yourself. I got nothing for you. Ain't in the mood for it today, boys. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Did you see your buddy Chris Del Conte taking a shot at the Aggies today?
Yes. Dude, it's so pathetic. I mean, Chris Del Conte, I mean, Aggie and Longhorn, just stop it. Both of you make excuses why it can't happen. They're both playground tough guys who talk a bunch of smack and have no idea how to fight. Neither one of them have done anything in the last decade. And we're looking to play teams that win championships. Okay, that's a lame excuse. They're both scared because they don't want to look bad. Neither team wants to look bad in their own state. And A&M feels like they had to make the big move because now that they're in the SEC, they're looked at as equals to Texas, and Texas still thinks they're the big bully on the block, and it's just a bunch of posturing, and it's pathetic and lame. And they know everybody in the state wants to see them play, and they're both cowards. It's big mouths with no action behind it.
Yeah, and in his defense, he did come back and say those types of game make you visceral hate each other or what make college football great. I do believe the game should be played. I really do. Well, if you do, go make it happen. I know the scheduling's done years in advance, but you can't tell me both of you guys don't have some, you know, FCS school you can drop and pay them some money to go away so that you could play the game, because you can afford it. So 713-780-ESPN. The line says, oh, it's a messed up day. It's pretty cool you allowed the guys to have one last day on air. Usually dial into a show and learn a personality's gone.
That's one of the things that I fought for in those meetings, was that those guys would get the opportunity, because I'm not a fan of that either. I'm not a fan of one. I mean, had they screwed up, had they mother effed an advertiser, had they, you know, done something crazy, it's a different story. But these are two dudes who did nothing wrong. I trusted them both to go on air and be professional. Barry decided to take yesterday off. He didn't think he could emotionally handle it, which I respect that too. But yeah, I wanted to give both those guys a chance to have their audience say goodbye to them, because they both deserve it. So that's one of the things that I kind of said, listen, if we're doing this, this is the only way it seems fair to me. And so I'm glad that the powers that be agreed with me.
Yeah. And I mean, these are guys that we like, and that, yeah, we'd love to see back here someday. It's not like, you know, this isn't like, oh, we hate these guys. I did a similar show my last day at 1560 before I went to ESPN 97.5, and it was weird because I couldn't say I was going to ESPN 97.5, but, you know, it was all good. We all had fun with it, and lo and behold, guess where I wind up working again a few years later is Gal Media. So,
yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, you trust those guys because they're pros and they're good dudes. So, yeah, somebody said, I only tried Whitmire's because of you guys, and now it's pretty much all I drink. And good choice.
Yeah.
So, 832 says, both ADs are dumbs for not wanting to play each other. The money that game would bring in is ridiculous.
But they're worried that the money beyond the game, like that they'll lose face and then they'll lose recruit. I mean, it's a stupid posturing game. Like I said, it's nonsensical that they don't play each other. It really is, because every sports fan in the state wants it.
And it's funny to me that, you know, this is what they're worried about when UT's been OU's bitch for how long now?
Right.
And A&M's Alabama's bitch, and has been LSU's bitch, except for one time. It's,
yeah, but that one time, Fred. Come on.
Oh, well. Yeah, the 11 overtime game.
Listen, we're hanging a banner for that.
George says he likes the Will Cain show. So
I'm going to let everybody, I'm sure I'll hear everybody's thoughts on it. Which is fine. I think the Will Cain show for a national show is a pretty good show. Is it better than the shows that it's replacing? No. But I don't think it's a bad show.
Can we're almost up on a break. So when we come back, I want to get into something that I've been mentioning for the last couple months, and now everybody's starting to weigh in on it and how it could significantly impact the entire NFL.
All right.
Just a little tease there. But I was wondering when this was actually going to become an issue. And it sounds like it's going to be. So, and it could have a drastic impact on the league in a lot of ways. So, all right. We are going to take a very quick break. We come back, we'll do that. And it is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Pat in the 409 says, I'll be knocking back some Space City Vodka in honor of your advertisers. Yeah, that's what I reloaded on today because they've been out. And when I went in there today, they had several bottles. So guess who picked up three of them?
Three bottles? Jesus, Fred.
Yeah. Well, I'll have those. They'll last me a few weeks. So.
Oh, sure they will.
I don't know. Tonight.
Sure they will, John Daly.
I might go through a whole freaking bottle tonight. I don't know. But 409 says, I might have stumbled across Carbach accidentally, but thanks to the Blitz, I think I put one of Eric's kids through college. Are you taking calls today? Yeah, we'll take calls. And Carbach is a fantastic sponsor, not just of AJ, not just of the show, but of the station, Sports Map. And, you know, don't be afraid to tweet at them and say, hey, thanks. You know, thanks for, you know, tweet your picture of Crawford Bach at them and say, thanks for supporting ESPN 97.5. Let them know. Because,
please.
I mean, that's, you know, that's the only way that people are going to be able to say, hey, and I know that, I mean, those guys and Eric's great and everybody over there have been big supporters of us for a long time. And believe me, when I go and pick up a six pack anywhere these days, I'm grabbing Love Street or Carbach or something like that. I mean, or Crawford Bach. And if I go out and I have beer choices, that's what I'm drinking because, you know, that it's none of these guys that we do business with are people we don't want to be in business with. I mean, I think my proudest moment in radio was when I got to a point where I could start saying no to stuff. It's like,
yeah.
No, I wouldn't use this. So I don't want to put this on the listeners. And I've had a couple over the years that I had to turf because they weren't delivering on what they said they were going to deliver. And now, you know, obviously it's a very different situation. I'd probably endorse Hitler if I had to, but you know, what are you going to do? All right. So
I might draw the line.
AJ, he was a hard worker.
Okay.
So Fred Fowler here for I don't think that'll work. But the thing I've been talking about was how much down the road the NFL salary cap could be impacted, especially if they play games without fans. The number have you seen the number they're talking about for 2021?
I haven't seen the exact number, but I know it's going down, and I know that it's impacting current free agents even.
Anywhere from $30 to $80 million.
Oh boy!
I mean, there's not a team in the league that would not have to make significant salary cuts. Even
I mean,
the guys
that you're talking about, guys like they're like the Seahawks are going to have to go to Russell Wilson and say, "Hey, we need you to take a cut here," and like voluntarily. And if not, it's going to be Russell Wilson out there by himself. You know?
Yeah.
And is boy to put it on a more local front. Think about this. What are the Texans going to do? You know, we've talked about the money they had set aside for Deshaun Watson. I mean, they don't have that much money set aside anymore. I mean, unless Laremy Tunsil is going to take a pay cut. I mean,
well, yeah, that's. Well, if you're the Texans and you're looking at 2021, you can't renegotiate with Deshaun Watson right now. You have to ride it out. I mean, there's no way because if it's an $80 million hit, and I know that's the extreme end, but man, you're talking about if you're the Texans, that means there's no more talk about, well, do you keep J.J. Watt? I mean. That's $15 million right there. And, you know, you're not bringing Will Fuller back. Well, there's $10 million. And we're not even getting into Watson's raise yet, right? We're just, you know, Brandon Cooks you'll be cutting because that's $8 million.
Yeah.
With, I mean.
I honestly think there's going to, and there's the NFL's, they're going to have to come up with something where, you know, like there's less dead cap money or something, because teams aren't going to be able to function if the cut is really that big.
No, and it's not just the Texans. Everybody's going to be dealing with this. And
I mean, look at the Chiefs who have no cap room right now. What are they going to do?
Right. You know, and they haven't even signed Patrick Mahomes.
Exactly.
So I think what they're going to have to do is get with the Players Association and agree on a percentage of the cap cut. So, you know, to get down to whatever number is going to be reasonable. But, yeah, I mean, it's... You know, I want to note it for the record, though. I brought this up from the very beginning, that this could be a real problem.
Yep.
And somebody says, so the Chiefs could potentially have to find a way to cut $80 million in cap space. Everybody would. I mean, that even the teams that have a ton of cap room, they're not going to be able to handle that. So, yeah, it's a... I mean, that's one of the negative... And we're just talking about the NFL. Guess what, NBA? Guess what, NHL? You're going to be dealing with the same crap. So yes, you think the NFL may waive the cap for a year or two until things improve. I could see that might have to be one way to do it, is basically just 1 year of no
Let
cap.
Let it be the Wild West?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like teams are going to go out and spend a ridiculous amount of money, because what about 2022? You know,
right.
you can't. And you're not going to be able to count on all that money coming back. So I could see a one-year situation like that. They had a capless year. I don't remember when it was, but it was between when they renegotiated the contracts. And nobody got crazy. Nobody went out and signed everybody to try to win. Everybody thought the Cowboys were going to do it, and they didn't. And I think that's what would happen. So, hey, we have a call, Aaron. Let's get Josh on. What's up, Josh?
Sports and stuff and Rona. How you guys?
Sports and stuff and Rona, man. What's up?
Pretty lousy day. Now, I was going to chime in on what we've talked about, Carbach and all of that, and a lot of us over here in the 409, we really can't support your local sponsors. And a lot of people gave Carbach grief about going with a bigger distributor, but because of that, it's in my little gas stations. It's in my grocery stores. It's all over the place. I love Whitmire's, but it's hard to find over here. I don't need a Chevrolet from Houston. I love you guys. I've been on board since way back day one. This sucks, man. This is not good.
No, it's, I get it, and I know we have a big audience in the Golden Triangle, and unfortunately, it doesn't help our ratings. It helps our ratings in Beaumont, on the Beaumont Arbitron, but that doesn't do us any good here. That's not who we're looking to sell to. But, yeah, man, I mean, we appreciate what you can use. I get that Whitmire's might be hard to find. Tell your local liquor store, hey, man, why aren't you guys carrying this? Carbach is available. Keep supporting it and let them know. Let them know that you're supporting it. I mean, it's... I get not everyone, yeah, and there's people in the Woodlands who aren't going to drive to Angleton to buy a truck. I get that. But when you do support it, or you do even look at it, that's all I'm asking is just if you're in the market for a product that someone on our station is advertising, at least price shop it and see, you know, see if it's a good deal for you.
And there is a Specs there in Beaumont that has Space City Vodka and the Texas Whiskey, because every trip I make over there, usually I'll go a little bit early and go hit them up and buy some there to just kind of, you know, help with Beaumont sales. I don't remember exactly where it is, but it's the big Specs that's maybe off of 69. I don't know for sure, but... you guys can find it. They definitely have it there. At least they did the last time I was there, which was probably about 3 months ago when we went to check on our land. We swung through Beaumont, and they still had some. John says, total shock. When I do need something, all you guys' sponsors come to mind first, and I recommend them to friends and family. Hope we see Barry back. I know AJ is bummed. He built this lineup to take on all comers. Appreciate you guys. Yeah, it is. It's, you know, it sucks when you've built something and then you have to take away from it, especially, you know, somebody as likable as Barry and Raheel. And
yeah.
There's nothing positive to say about any of this, guys, and I'm sorry. You know, maybe tomorrow we'll get back to telling Pecker jokes, but it's just not a fun day. It really isn't. 409 says, yeah, 69 and Dallin Road. That's the specs that I go to when I'm there. So there you have it. But you know, we'll just do the best we can here. And you know, I promise I will have at least one Pecker joke tomorrow for the people.
Thank you. It's all the people are here for, Fred.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what most of the people are here for. And I get it, man. Everybody wants to be cheered up today. I don't have it in me. I really don't, because I'm just as bummed as you guys. And, you know, just trying to, this is one of the few times in my life where I didn't want to be on the air today, but we'll make it happen. Did you see that restaurants are going to be able to reopen their patios at full capacity? However, tables have to be 6 feet apart. And you can have no more than six people at your table.
What are you going to do, measure these tables?
Well, yeah, it's pretty easy. I mean, I don't know. I've been to a lot of stores where they actually have the little wait in line things, and they have them spaced out 6 feet apart. So, and I guess Friday we get hair salons, gyms, tanning salons, and nail shops.
That's been my biggest beef.
Yeah, I'm just going to make a personal choice not to go to a gym.
Oh, no way. But I do think that that's going to be a breeding ground for this stuff.
It may be so. And then he hasn't mentioned bars yet. That's the one I'm curious about, and what the social distancing guidelines will be for that. Because, you know, that I will try to support some of these places that have been shut down if it's reasonable. But if I get there and, you know, people aren't wearing masks or people are trying to climb all over you, I'll be the first one to leave.
He did ask for those who own or work in bars to submit ideas to the government on the best ways they could possibly open up while keeping everybody safe.
All right, let's take a very quick break. We'll have a gym of the day when we return. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And let us do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
I'm guessing that the MTV VJs were a little before your time.
No. I actually caught some VJs.
The original
time.
Ones.
Yeah. Well, yeah, probably. Well, but if you're talking about Kurt Loder, they definitely weren't.
Yeah. Twitter went wild today because they all found out Kurt Loder turned 75 years old.
Yeah, and this actually happened yesterday. He was 75. But
yeah,
Kurt Loder wasn't really a VJ. Kurt Loder
was
like
their news guy.
Yeah, and he was like a legit newsman, and it kind of felt weird because, I mean, he, like, no one watched MTV for serious business, but he was the one guy that worked on that channel that felt like, when he talked, it was like, oh man, this is serious business. And sometimes he'd talk about music news. But if he talked about real life news, I was like, oh, man. And it's funny because now in 2020, there's not one news person that I take seriously. So I took Kurt Loder more seriously than I take any current newspaper. And sometimes Kurt Loder would come on commercials of Beavis and Butthead. And somehow I took him more seriously than anybody on the news today.
Well, he's also, and I don't think it was too much that somebody called him kind of the Cronkite of that generation, because the reality is he is the guy who told us about Kurt Cobain, and that's who we watched and stuff like that. So, but it's funny because.
Did we lose Fred there, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. We lost you for a second, Freddie.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. But I went back, was looking at some of these people that were like the original ones, and, I mean, they were monster stars, like Martha Quinn, who was one of the most plainest women I've ever seen. But she was like a monster star. And Goodman and Nina Blackwood and J.J. Jackson and Downtown Julie Brown. I mean, in the early days of MTV, I mean, they were gods.
Yeah.
And I think it started 84. We got cable in 83 when I was a senior in high school. We were one of the first people in Lamarck to get cable.
Yeah, you rich.
And, it was just my grandfather just retired and wanted something. And
I still pee my pants sometimes in 1983.
Well, the cool thing is, like, I was kind of there at the beginning of MTV, and before that, USA Network used to show videos, and it was pretty much the same videos all the time. Message in a Bottle by the Police must have played 600 times. Yeah, Alan Hunter was the other one, it was kind of cool. I felt like I sort of came of age watching all these people. And. And they'd have great interviews with fantastic musicians. And most of you guys have grown up with MTV doing reality shows and not actually playing videos.
Right.
But at the time, it was like a rock station would be now. It was music and then them talking about it and then throwing in a few interviews and then a lot more music. And
except there's no rock stations now either.
No,
those are dead too.
But it started out as rock, but it quickly evolved into, you know, whatever was popular.
Yeah.
But to find out that guy is 75 years old.
It almost feels like he was never young.
No.
Because
he really wasn't.
He was like a gentleman by the time I knew of him, and that was in the late 80s. So, I mean, and he was already seemed like he didn't seem like an old guy, but he didn't seem like a guy who should be 75 now either.
Well, I think he was 52 when Cobain died, and he
That's
didn't look
crazy.
52.
No.
He just looked like a...
He just aged well, maybe. He looks like hell now, but he's 75, and everybody who's 75 looks like hell.
Yeah, I mean, you got nothing. So he says, if you really want to feel old, Google a picture of Ray Don Chong. I don't know if you... She was so hot back in the day. She is hideous now. And I mean, just absolutely hideous. And I can't tell you how many times I self-pleasured to her back in the day that I wish I could have back.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, most of you guys aren't old enough to have kind of caught the beginning of MTV, but it was really cool. And, you know, it's interesting, but what's funny is like almost none of those people, like one of them's dead, but almost none of those people went on to do anything afterwards. Martha Quinn tried to do TV and stuff, never really worked out. Now I think she's doing a serious show, out of California, but yeah, it was, you would think with all the 80s retro stuff out there that there'd be some opportunities for those guys, but hasn't really happened. So
you know what's funny?
I don't even know
that, What's the first video you remember being about or like seeing on MTV?
I saw the very first one.
Okay.
Video Killed the Radio Star.
You know
they
what?
Turn the thing on.
What video I remember, and like it's the song is so inappropriate now, but they mention MTV in the song, the Dire Straits song, The Money for Nothing. Like, there's no way that song would ever get played now, but that song, that video got played all the time on MTV. And
yeah,
the first time I heard that song, like as an adult, my kids were in the car and I was listening and I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I mean, I heard it on satellite, but that you can't play that song in 2020.
No.
And that was a big hit on MTV.
Oh, it was huge. And Sting had that little part at the end of it where he's doing the "I want my MTV."
Yep.
Yeah, that one. That was a big one. I think Sledgehammer is one that stood out. Basically any Peter Gabriel video. He was big at the time. But the one that I remember most of all from the early days is Message in a Bottle by the Police. Because, like I said, on USA Network, they played that thing all the time.
Peak MTV years, the big videos were November Rain by Guns N' Roses, which is like a four-hour video, which I used to hate when it would come on. It's a fine song, don't get me wrong. No video should be that long. And the Aerosmith, the Crying videos with Alicia Silverstone. Yeah. Oh, she was so hot.
Yeah, those two were like the later generation there, near the end of when they were still doing a lot of videos. But yeah, those were huge. And then really Michael Jackson too.
Yep.
I mean, his videos were art. I mean, and there was a time there when they were getting like big time directors to do these videos.
Oh yes.
Somebody says the Eagles still plays it and bleeps out that word.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Burning down the house is another one. Yeah.
They have to.
Yeah.
I don't know if that song's so great that I'd have to, like, I'd want to go through the pain in the ass of bleeping it out, but I mean, at the time it was a popular song, certainly.
He's got his own jet airplane.
That's
a billionaire.
Right.
Somebody asked, did you see Adele lost all that weight? I saw the responses, man. It's like, what the hell?
I saw her. Good for her.
Yeah. Do I think she was hotter with a little more thickness? Yeah. But people are mad that she lost weight. Does she still have a great voice? Of course, maybe now she won't have anything to sing about because she won't get dumped all the time. All right, let's take a quick break.
Or it means she's going to get more dudes, and they're going to dump her, and then she'll be, you know, she'll have even more to sing about.
Well, Adele should be happy that she's been dumped, because if not, she wouldn't be able to write about anything. Let's take a quick break. We got an hour to go. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Talk, less commercials. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
We are here for you. La, 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 la.